சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 2 வெர்ஸ் நம்பர் 54. ஸ்திதஃ ப்ரஜ்ஞஸ்ய கா
பாஷா
சமாதிஸ்தஸ்ய கேஷவம் ஸ்திததீஹ் கிம் ப்ரபாஷேத கிமாசீதௌ வ்ரஜேத கிம். Our scriptures, known as Upanishads, are designed to give the ultimate happiness to every human being. Our entire Vedas, from Karma Kanda onwards up to Vedanta portion, the ultimate aim of our scriptural teaching is, the aim of the Upanishads, Vedanta, is to give happiness to entire humanity. How a human being can get happiness? Our Shastra says, you are already happiness only. You need not get happiness. Whatever you get will go in time. The happiness, suppose you get in time, again that happiness will go in time. Then how happiness is possible? Shastra says, you discover that you are already happiness. You discover, you recognize that already you are Ananda Swarupam. So to make us to discover that fact without having anything from external source, you can discover that happiness within you. That is possible. You are missing that happiness which you are already. Not knowing this fact, you are trying for happiness through something or other. Really, you are not able to get happiness from them, permanent happiness, because there is no happiness in any object in the world. There is no happiness in any object in the world, in any relation, in any person. There is no happiness you have to get. Therefore, recognize happiness is not a thing to come. What you are thinking that happiness is coming is not happiness. It is a potential sorrow. What we are thinking, we are getting happiness through objects and people, there is a potential sorrow hidden in that. Shastra says, may you recognize that. Shastra is our well-wisher. Whatever Shastra says, I have to listen. If I listen, I am only the beneficiary. That is what Lord Krishna says to Arjuna. Hey Arjuna, you recognize, you discover that. You need not grieve at all. For every person it is available. You need not go outside. You need not buy anything. You need not depend upon anything. It is not a thing to come in time. You are already that, Ananda Swarupam. What you have to do is like that person having hundreds of rupees in the pocket, but not knowing that he is having. Feeling hungry, thinking that I don't have money to buy food. Struggling with hunger, not recognizing that fact he is having money in his pocket. All of us like that only. Missing the wealth that which we have and struggling to get happiness through some source or other. From childhood we are struggling. Shastra says, you need not struggle, stop your struggle, you can understand. What is the method? Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga. Karma Yoga, one sadhana. Jnana Yoga, one sadhana. Bhagavan has elaborately explained. Once who come across through Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga properly, that person will become a jnani, a wise person, a jnani. A wise person, a jnani is one who recognized that fact. Who discovered that fact? What fact? I am happiness. My nature is happiness. I need not work for happiness. I need not struggle for ananda. I need not depend upon anything for ananda. I am complete. I am ananda swarupam. On the other hand, this jnani recognized that also. What? There is no happiness anywhere in the world, in any object. That also he discovers. Two things we have to discover. I am happiness, my nature is happiness. I means not the body-mind complex. Body-mind complex, always it have some defects or other. Worldly people, worldly objects also have defects. Therefore, I never seek happiness from outside source, external source. There is no happiness. Here it is there already. I need not struggle, I need not work, I need not go anywhere. This is the one who discovered, the person is known as jnani, a wise person. Sthita prajnaha. Arjuna want to know that about that person. After getting that jnanam, who already discovered that fact, that ananda is himself, how he behaves, how he conducts himself, how he interacts with the world. Please tell me, I want to know about that person, one model. Therefore Arjuna asked, Arjuna Uvacha, in 54th shloka, Arjuna asked, Hey Keshava,